Joining us is Mark Myers from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. It's economic news up and down, but a few Christmas gifts, Mark.
Yes, well, hopefully today will be a lot better than Monday the 12th because it wasn't that great of a day. The market fell about 160 points yesterday, and it looks like it's going to bounce up today. And we are getting some good economic data as some of the reasons. Most of the economic data coming out has been outperforming expectations the last 9 months. And that's good news, but everyone's still focused on Europe. That's the big issue right now because Europe, we trade with them so much that they start defaulting or their economy goes into recession, it couldn't affect the United States. And the big question is how much will it affect the United States? That's what nobody knows at this point. But as far as good economic numbers, November unemployment numbers came out, and they were the lowest level in the past 2 years, and manufacturing has been running at the fastest pace in the last few years, in the last 5 months alone, it's really increased quite a bit. So, I mean, that is great news. And we're starting to see decent news from companies like Boeing. Boeing, who has been selling their new 737s like crazy and has a huge back order on these things, increased its dividend by 5%. And Pfizer came out and increased their dividend by 10%. And they're going to buy back $10 billion worth of their stock. And we're looking at holiday sales. Holiday sales are up 15% over last year. And I apologize, that's just online sales. Online sales are up to $24.6 billion, 15% more than last year. So we are seeing good numbers out there as far as the economy as a whole. So it's not bad. It's just everyone's fearful about the European markets right now. As far as individual companies, you know, we did see some disappointments in Intel. We saw them cut their sales down by $1 billion, and that's mainly due to floods in Thailand. Thailand actually makes most of their hard drives over there, and we're having a shortage of hard drives right now, so that is slowing companies down like Intel and Texas Instruments, so watch out for those. And as far as this morning, we're starting to see Best Buy. Best Buy came out with sales numbers, and sales numbers were actually pretty good. They reported about $12.1 billion in sales, which was actually very good, but their margins came down. They reported 47 cents a share in earnings. Everyone was expecting 51 cents a share in earnings. So that's going to hurt them. Their stock will be down about 10% this morning. So watch out for that. But as far as the markets overall this morning, looks like we're going to open up about 50 points. We'll see how it ends up at the end of the day.
And Mark, the margins, that's you mentioned that. That's the real key. It doesn't matter how much money you take in a business. It's the margin of profit.
Yes, and I'm having this feeling that we're going to see that a lot more this holiday season because you're seeing a lot of slashing of prices out there, a lot of sales out there going on, and companies are sacrificing profit margin for sales.
Yep, market share. All right, man, Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is the man, Mark Myers of Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. He can help you with some of your finances. He can help you make some decisions. He's got good ideas and good advice. Call him, 479-782-2527, 782-2527, or email Mark at mmyers@sternag.com.